Hello, hi. Welcome to another episode of Makoti Unveiled. I'm your host, the resident Makoti, Sia Tsewu. If you're not a first-time listener, thanks for joining us again. We love having you. But if you're with us for the first time, wamkelekile sithandwa. Makoti, we're finally here. Our eighth and final episode of Makoti Unveiled Season 1. I've been married for 4.5 years now, and all the guests who have joined me this season have taught me so many valuable lessons about marriage, what it means to be a good Makoti, and how we can all be more accepting of others. Marriage can be challenging. Most of us know this too well. But is it harder when you're in a polygamous marriage? In today's episode, we're joined by Uthando Nesithembu's Thobile Mseleko, affectionately known as Makhumalo, the third wife of traditionalist and polygamist Musa Mseleko. She shares her views on polygamy and why she wouldn't choose any other kind of marriage for herself. This is what she had to say.
What is the best thing about being in this team?
Based on my experience, because I don't want to mislead a band and make them think it's right to go 1, 2, 3. But I can only say for me, nah, it was the best decision ever because transparency and November and check. So, ngicabanga ukuthi umehluko lapho kuthini abantu abaningi besilisa baya benza izinto and hide them from their partners because abavulelekile ngenxa yokungavumeleki ukuthi bakhulume iqiniso ngama relationships abakuwona. Of which to end up being actually abuse, to end up having the main goal of gender-based violence, whereby abandon who go on your work, what partner wants, but who can get the abuse. Therefore, but who may be selling the mild is such. Whereas love is stable. Lendo every year, abantu abazuma monogamous marriages, abay bona njenge abuse. Ngapha sibuka njenge nto enormal. Therefore, into ekuyona enkulu kakhulu engenza ukuthi uhlukumezeke in a relationship inormal. Therefore, uhlukumezeka kancane ukuthi ukuze ngoba it's something normal already. So I would say kubetha ngaleyo ndlela.
Okay, and so would you say in Dukwana Sisi, let's be frank, ne? So is it the fact that ukubana people, men cheat on i partner zabo? So you don't know about uphi umyeni wakho or your boyfriend? Well, for this purpose, umyeni wakho. So awumazi umyeni wakho, but in the instance of his Thembu, umyeni wakho uyamazi ba if he's not at my house, usendlini kasibani bani. Is that what you're saying?
It's a manga. It's kind of cool. In a monogamous marriage, kukhulwa izinto eziningi zivalelwe ngaphansi kwetafula ngoba azivumelekanga ukuthi kukhulwe ngazo ngoba zibukwa njenge abuse, if I may put it that way. Nakhona uzothola ukuthi upartner wakho udlele umuntu anaye. Unayo umunye umuntu amthandayo noma engekho naye kodwa unayo umunye umuntu nje esifazana sembuki amthande but akekho open ukukhuluma nawe ngalokho ngenxa yokuthi kuzobukeka njengokungathembeki to your partner. Whereas with us esithenjini, it's a different story altogether. It's something that you play with, nidala ngayo, yenza ukuthi ingabi ke pain, ngoba it's something that you are so used and comfortable ukuthi ukhulume ngayo, you know. Bese kwenza ukuthi ingabi ngehlukumeza. Bese ungayisindi lento efundwa abantu abaningi ukuthi abantu baqamba amanga. do you know what in the darling dimenkulu in a relationship ukuthembeka. That is why if so uluzile ukuthembeka if seninama trust issues kukancane relationship ukwazi ukuqhubeka isebenze. So if gay in monogamous marriage ama chances maningi ukuthi ngiphile emangeni for the benefit yomshado wenu or the benefit of relationship yenu. So uma sewuthola esetholakala lawo manga akuvamisanga ukuthi uphinde kuthenjwane bese ke ingasahamba kahle relationship. So that's what I mean.
Ah, okay. I hear you, sis. I hear you. So it's the transparency in optimum. And that's yes. The best thing for you, for our kumchazo. And what would you say the worst thing about the polygamous marriage is for you?
I would say that the worst thing is not to understand the setup of Biona, who will be on our way myself. Because if you don't understand Ubuti Uyi Mumshado on my partners, I'm a name, Kotwa Ube Nawe Umunye Wako. You'll kill a miserable life because you would want to live like someone who is in a monogamous marriage, whereas you are in a polygamous marriage. Basic way, Nakubangazuti, Kupsongo, who abuse, we are Shogumezek, Izin, don't Ebet Melangabus understand it from the word go because it's set up of Kiona issue, which is understand. So if when you would want to live. Impilo or young gatsi ushatene ndoda or yet kuyon ngoba uzenze slim like fooling yourself and pretend as if mean I'm not in this thing but I'm in it uyophila a miserable life. So I would say ukuthi iyona the worst layo kusimbi.
I would think, you know, sometimes in 17 you have a bad day. Okay, yeah. Whatever you're going through in sound, it's just you're feeling under pressure for something, but you really want to work or you want to, at the end of the day, you just want to go home to your partner and just cuddle and you just want to be with Umduwako. What then happens when you go through that? How do you navigate that when you go through that and the day you need to be with your husband is someone else's day? So maybe it's Tuesday and you know that Tuesday is not my Tuesday. Umyunam is with one of the other ladies, but yes, namhlanje I really had a bad day. I wish I could spend time with Umyunam. When's it going to happen in that instance?
In the seven hours, is our lele layo. Edmeni mozi okilayo. Mami okilayo. Whereby me akilela na donge is amakos girls. In the end, zagalayo yenda kube lulu buti. Okokala your husband must be always available to you. Ubuti available to you doesn't mean ubuti spend the night, but he must always be there. Akumele kube nesikhathi la. Ungakwazi ukumthola khona la ufuna ukukhuluma naye nala ufuna ukuba khona naye. So uma ngabe-ke usesithengile esinjengalesi engikuse leyo nto ilula kakhulu ukuthi yenzeke because he always lends us his ear. We wanna know what's happening in our lives. We wanna know ukuthi uhamba kahle noma kuhambi yini kahle kwayena usifunile leso sikhala for us. So you know with anytime you can call, anytime you can see them. Whether ubomuntu osazi noma ake komuntu osazi, you are even allowed to go to nomuzo womuntu osazi if kunento that is pressing ukwazi ukukhuluma naye. He is allowed to move egcekeni aye komunye umuzi ayo check ukuthi makhona into epressing. So kuyalekelela lokho kakhulu. So kubuyela kule nto ebengisho ukuthi ukuphilelana plays a huge role. But also, I believe ukuthi awukwazi ukufuna into ongayazi. You can only ufune into oyaziyo. I know very well that I'm in a polygamous marriage. Akaze kwenzeka ukuthi ngibe nesikhathi la khona ngifila ngazi ukuthi angaba nami ebe kungelona usuku lami because I'm used to the kuba nama-tens. So ngingabe ngempela sekwenye into entsha engakaze ngizwe nengabona. So imqondo wakho unjani, it's like prepared for indlela yokuphila yenu because you are used to your years. That is why I said ukushina boyibuzile ukuthi kune worse ngathi ukwenze ngathi uphila in a monogamous spirit where as you know you are in a polygamous spirit because umqondo wakho ukutshela lento ofuna ukutshela. So uzokutshela ukuthi uyamdinga manje, you must do something because wena uphila ezweni lokungathi awazi ukuthi awukho wena. But mina engiphila ezweni lokwazi ukuthi sibaningi, umqondo wami won't even go there. I will wait for my turn. I will speak to him. I will see him. But I need to thing him sooner than all that.
Oh, that's fascinating, man. And then so itini sisi indo mosi, I suppose then nine roster. Is there a roster? Echaza eba, okay, Monday he's with this masbanban. Tuesday he's with this lady, Wednesday he's with this lady. Okanye, is it a matter of where does he feel like he wants to be tonight?
There is no formal roster. Like I wouldn't say we come in the formal global check types, but uyayazi system yakho esebenzisayo, emsebenzelayo, esebenzelayo nasonke. Uma kumele ijike uzokwazi ukucommunicate naloyo muntu akade kufanele aye kuyena. So unesystem yakhe, it's not formal. Iyakwazi ukujika any day according to his stingo. Remember naye akayena umuntu ohlele ekhaya ohlalela esikhathi sokuthi ngiyalokhu ngishama around. No, naye ubusy une-life, uyathravela sometimes akekho nokuba twice. So if engaba nento formal kushouthi nga-affecta ubusy as a whole, therefore unayo i-system that is working for all of us. Flexible.
What do you think is the biggest misconception that Tina, who aren't in a polygamous marriage, have about polygamous marriages?
Okay, I think the first one and the bigger one, ile yokucabanga ukuthi abantu aba opt for isithembo, abantu abaqashukelo la yini, people that are not educated, people who are broke and abayimavila, who can't do izinto for themselves. And then bese babuka ukuthi yazini nakho la singabalekela khona so that we can be well taken care of. That's one. Secondly, kube ngazuthi abantu abahlulekile othandweni abalimelile, you know, abalinyaziwe othandweni, they are the only people abangangena esithenjini because akekho umuntu wesifazane nje engqondweni yakhe esay ongavele adecide ukuthi ashare. So I think ilezo inkulu kakhulu. Enye nenye kungaba naleyo ukuthi abantu they believe ukuthi ku-impossible ukuthi ningashera ebese uyaneliseka isikhathi umyeni wakho akunika sona, ama-resources akunikeza wona, and zonke ezinye izinto, and they don't believe in that. They really believe ukuthi akhona amanye ama-coping mechanisms ekufanele abe khona in place for you to cope. Mhlawumbe the last one kungaba ileyo ukuthi they don't believe ukuthi niyakwazi ukuhlala nizwane ningaphrethendani as sisters. Yes, nibe nama-differences from time to time because abantu nje abahlanganiswe ndawonye ma ungewedwa kukhona la nizoba nama-differences khona, not just esithenjini but emhlabeni in general. And also not just esithenjini but uma ngabe even ekhaya nihleli ney'ngane zandawonye. So they don't believe that when they see you guys having a good time laughing together, they don't believe that you are honest with one another. They believe that they also don't believe that ungashadela esithenjini ungasebenzisi imithi and just live nje your purest life engadingi ukuthi ifakelwe ezinye izinto ukuze ithande kakhulu.
ukuze uphume phambili ube number one. They also don't believe ukuthi umyeni wenu angakwazi ukubalansisa izinto kunina nonke. They really believe ukuthi khona enye indlela enza ngayo, enzelele kwabanye abantu, kwabanye abantu angenzeleli. So ibalance ingabi bikho, nokuthi kungenzeka ukuthi anithande equally emehlweni enu. So iyona yonke into engathi abantu abaningi abangekho esithenjeni bayasicabanga.
And when I say, do you think into kubana there needs to be a certain level of maturity apha kuni as sister wives, so that nina ningabi phethi, ningabe nicinga all sorts of things, but there's individually nina as the women, there needs to be a certain level of maturity apha kuni?
Of course, yes. Immaturity a is everything, because if ukuthi uzo funa ukuthi impilo uyi approach from an angle yokuthi wena wazi, you know, wena usesithenjini, lo unakwena ufuna ukubuka ngaleyo ndlela, ngempela uzokwenza izinto ezizogcina zikuaffectile, mhlawumbe za-affecta nabanye abantu abaseduzane. Also understanding ama-characters wabantu and understanding the fact that ama-backgrounds now awafani, so we are not umuntu oyi-one, asikhuliswanga ngendlela efanayo, therefore asikwazi uku-expect ukuthi indlela engi-treat-a ngayo ngi-treat-e ngayo, ngoba mina by nature ngilungile, ekhaya ngakhuliswa kahle, ngakhuliswa mhlawumbe ngenkolo, ngaphinde ngakhuliswa ngendlela yokumazisa omunye umuntu, nokwazi nje uku-understand ukuthi umuntu uma ngabe nine-argument mhlambe ukwazi uku-understand ukuthi where is she coming from with the argument, so that ungahlezi ufuna ukuthi abantu kube ngekuba wrong all the time, ngoba nakho wena ubelieve ukuthi right, kodwa sometimes u-understand ukuthi lo muntu lo uqhamukaphi mhlambe ngale point lakhe, okwenze waze wabona engathi mina was wrong, you know, and not striving to be correct all the time, and maybe proving that you are correct, because sometimes trying to prove that you are correct can cause you to be wrong. So in this setup udinga ukuba level headed kakhulu, so that izinto ukwazi uzibuka in a positive point of view, and also understand ukuthi after all we are a family, whether I like it or not, lo muntu forms part of this family engikuyo. So whether I like it or not, oh, wasekhaya. So right, angivele ngenza ukuthi kuphileke kahle kanti ukuthi kuphileke kabuhlungu, because ngisazostucka naye for the rest of my life.
And then one last question to some before I let you go. Given what you know now, you see, how many years have you been with him?
I think 14 now.
14 years. So given the information you know now, if you could turn back the hands of time, would you do this again?
I always tell people, I'm sure they don't believe me, they think it's because of being impossible. I always say to people, even in my next life, if I were to be given a chance, or I would be given a chance to choose a lifestyle and from a wipila, a setup and from a gubakyan, I will still choose polygamy. Given ukuthi I'm going to be given the same husband and the same sister wise, because I know them already and ngiyakwazi ukuphila nabo, and it's nice. I wouldn't want to change my family for anything, because angazi ukuthi ngingazifake nini mangisuka la. So better the devil to know than ongabaziyo. And also angiyiphuphi i-monogamous marriage because angiyazi. So mhlawumbe if bengike ngayi-taster, I would say ngayi-choose. Manje ngibona nabantu abakuyona nabo bestrugglisha just like us, bephila just like us. So angiyiboni into engihlukisayo kubona. So given another chance, I can still choose my family.
Hey, Mokoti, Uma Khumalo is inspiring. Her view on polygamy is eye-opening and has taught me that we often have misconceptions of things or situations we do not truly understand. Marriage is a beautiful thing. There's nothing better than having your person to celebrate your wins, mourn your losses, and to re-strategize with for your next move. My personal person is Lona Botseu, And shout out to him for seeing me even when I don't, for being the husband I prayed for, and being the best life partner a girl could ever submit to. Ndiyakuthanda baba. And that's it for today's episode. Special thanks to Thobile Mseleko for joining us, and to you for listening. From me, Siya Tewu, your resident Makoti, for the last time this season, until next time, bye-bye, Stando.